an absolutely perfect day for football in the Mile High City, where the Broncos have won 10 straight games in the month of September. Today they welcome in one of the best in the from the NFC from a year ago. Stars on the helmet, stars on the field. This has all the makings to be a great game. Hello and thank you for joining us for the Denver Broncos pregame show, brought to you by Microsoft. We'll be joined by this guy in just a second. I wonder who he's going to be cheering for here today. First, let's check in with the players as they made their way into the stadium.
Hey, another day at the office, baby. Got to get another win today. Cowboys going to be tough, but we ready for it. Y'all tune in today. Make sure y'all watch.
Chaos. Stay tuned. It's going to be a great day.
Game day, baby. Beat the Cowboys.
I'm just happy to be here. First day here, man. Let's go and get this win, Cowboys.
Oh, we're going to get a Bronco win today, baby. Let's roll.
Huge. Big game. Big game for us.
The guys are ready to go, and I know this guy is too. Former Bronco and former Cowboy great DeMarcus Ware. How does it feel to be on the sideline again?
You know, it's awesome, man, to come back to, you know, just Broncos country and just have an opportunity to bring my family back and get honored, and it feels good.
Is today going to be hard for you, a little bit of mixed emotions?
No, if you want to say mixed emotions, I'm 50-50 on everything. So I feel really good. I got a great opportunity to play for two great owners, and they gave me an opportunity to have 12 years of playing football, and it was just great.
I noticed you wore a little bit of orange, a little bit of blue.
Yeah, oh yeah. So I support both teams.
How have you been spending your time away from football?
I've actually been getting a lot of broadcasting, going back and forth to with NFL Network, and just being a family guy, being with my kids, and just having a great time now.
Are you enjoying that? I know you're doing that Players Only show. How's that?
It's really fun. It puts things in perspective on trying to put the fans inside of the locker room, give them some information, and just doing whatever I can now to put my sea legs out there and see where it goes.
There's been a lot of stories about you this week, especially how you mentored some of the young guys. You know, Vaughn hasn't had a sack in 5 straight games dating back to last year. He's been playing well, but not getting to the quarterback like he's used to. What advice would you give him?
You know, I talked to Vaughn actually last night, and just talking to him, and just telling him, don't put the pressure on himself. I understand he have the captain on his chest, and he wants to put all the weight of the team on his back. But just be Vaughn. Be himself. He said he's going to be able to get a lot of pressure on the quarterback this week, and I know he's going to do that.
How do you slow down this Cowboys team?
You know what? The game is always won in the trenches. So you got to stop the run, because we have great pass rushers on this team. And after that, they got to be able to get to Dak.
On the other side, I know that you studied quarterbacks. What have you seen from Trevor Siemian?
You know, I see maturity. Uh-huh. You know, how well now his pocket poise is. He's actually like running out of the pocket, being the Trevor that I know, the gunslinger, and making plays outside of the pocket. And when pressure comes, he knows all his check downs, know where to go. And I see maturity from him.
Well, it should be a great game today. DeMarcus, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll send things over to Matt Boyer, who's one-on-one with the head coach.
Coach, earlier this week you said that the Cowboys do a lot of things well, particularly running the football and stopping the run. How focused and locked in did your guys need to be this week, especially in short rest, to get ready for a team like that?
We've got to be very focused. Stopping the run game, you know, obviously this week's going to be huge for our defense. And obviously offensively, running the football is going to be huge. So it's going to be a great challenge today.
How much do you guys value this home field advantage? Last game, game one, guys said that that's as loud as they've heard it since the playoffs. How important does that make these home games for your team?
It's huge for us. Obviously, our fan support is major. You know, I mean, last Monday night, it was so loud that Phillip couldn't hear, you know, and he burned 3 timeouts. So playing at home is always huge for us, and we look forward to it today.
Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt. Now we're joined by Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason. It was great catching up with DeMarcus Ware there a little bit, but now it's time for your matchup of the game.
Yeah, and the Broncos, they won't have DeMarcus Ware to contend with the Cowboys' offensive line, but they will still have Von Miller, Shaquille Barrett on the edges, and Derek Wolfe. You know, they're hoping to have Zach Kerr. Of course, he has the knee bruise. You know, Adam Gotsis and Shelby Harris, but they've got to contend with that Dallas offensive line. Travis Frederick, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, those 3 guys were all pros last year. Never has an offensive line had 3 all pro selections in the same year. That fortified wall up front for Dallas creates a lot of holes for Ezekiel Elliott. That's why he had a big season last year. Of course, Ezekiel Elliott can certainly do some great things, but it all starts with that line up front and the Broncos, their edge rushers, the defensive line, and then inside linebackers, Todd Davis and Brandon Marshall, have a stern challenge in front of them with that Dallas front.
Elliott, 1,600 yards last season as a rookie. He had 104 last week against the Giants. That's pretty much a game plan for every team, but that Broncos run defense looked a lot better last week.
Yeah, the first carry, the Los Angeles Chargers got a nice little burst from Melvin Gordon, but after that, the Chargers only had 2 yards per run. That was outstanding, considering that the Broncos struggled against the run last year. That sort of effort against the run in week one certainly was exactly what the Broncos wanted to see, taking something that was a weak point late last year and making it a strength. So when you get a performance like that, it's a good building block going up against a very stiff challenge from the Cowboys here in week two.
It will be a big challenge here for tonight for the Broncos. Today, this first day game of this regular season. Thank you very much, Mace. You can catch Mace on Orange and Blue 760 Monday through Friday from 10 to noon for First and 10 at 10. Also on Twitter at Mace Denver or the old school way at DenverBroncos.com. Now let's hear from the Broncos defensive line on slowing down the run.
The game's going to be won in the trenches, you know. Whoever plays better up front is probably going to win this game. So we know what we got to do. We got to attack them. We got to get after them. We got to get off blocks and swarm Zeke.
You know, great running backs like that, they could take a little bit of daylight and go all the way with it.
They know what they want to do coming in here. We know what we need to do to stop them. So it's at that point, it's man on a man. You know, this is my gap. If you're going to run the ball in my gap, I'm going to make the play.
Every O-line we play is big. Every O-line has good spots. Every O-line has weak spots. And so regardless, let's go out there and play how we play, and everything will be fine.
As DeMarcus Ware said, the game is won in the trenches. But there's much more to today's matchup. Let's once again check in with Matt Boyer from inside the Broncos locker room.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah, the Broncos equipment staff behind me making their last-minute tweaks before today's game. Now, we heard Mace just mention it, right? Ezekiel Elliott against the Broncos run D going to be very critical. However, the Broncos pass defense is also going to play a big role in today's game. We all know that Dak Prescott can buy a bit of time for himself if he needs it, and that's going to be a big test for that Broncos secondary. However, they proved they were up to it last game. Of course, Bradley Roby with the interception. Look for Chris Harris, Aqib Talib, and Roby to all be on their A game today. On the offensive side of the ball, this season the Broncos wanted to make a concerted effort to run the football, be better in the run game. They proved they could do it last week. The running backs room combined for over 100 yards on the ground. Look for C.J. Anderson and Jamaal Charles to have another big day today if the Broncos want to keep pace with the Cowboys. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com after today's game. Phil Milani and myself will be inside the locker room live on Periscope and Twitter. We'll also have Coach Joseph and Trevor Siemian at the podium for their press conferences on DenverBroncos.com. But for now, Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. We'll see you back here field level in just a minute. We haven't talked much about that Broncos rushing attack, but after 1 week, they're fifth in the NFL. Let's now check in with Broncos insider Steve Atwater for his keys to the game.
Thanks, Phil. And here are the keys. First key, sound tackling from our defense. Our interior defensive linemen will have their hands full with those three all-pro offensive linemen from the Dallas Cowboys, and the rest of the defense will have to make sure that they're swarming to the ball, making solid body-on-body contact tackles with Ezekiel Elliott to bring him to the ground. The second key, sound play from our offensive tackles. Both Garrett Bowles and Menelik Watson need to play a big part in getting our run game going and also protecting Trevor Siemian from the pass rush of those like DeMarcus Lawrence. The third key, big plays from Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. With the injury to Orlando Scandrick, the Cowboys' starting cornerback, look for big plays from both Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders down the field. Back to you, Phil.
Thank you very much, Steve. I'm going to add one more key to that. The Broncos have won 30 consecutive games when winning the turnover battle. That's a franchise record and the longest active streak in the NFL. A pretty good number there. Also, don't forget, you can catch Steve on Orange and Blue 760 with Mace for First and 10 at 10. That's 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. And now we're here, field level, with a very busy Matt Boyer running around the stadium this morning. It's been a busy week for you and for the Broncos, yep, on and off the field.
Yeah, we had the walk to end Alzheimer's yesterday at City Park, and what a great atmosphere. The Broncos do such a great job. Team Super Bowlin does such a great job leading that walk every single year, and I know it was very special for the family to be there. We raised a lot of money. The Broncos actually matched the money raised by Team Super Bowlin, so around $100,000 total raised. What a great effort, too, especially in honor of Mr. Pat Bowlin.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, there's about 69,000 Coloradans who live with Alzheimer's disease every single day. And then also tomorrow, there's Taste of the Broncos, the third annual Taste of the Broncos.
Yeah, this is an event that I know the players look forward to every single year. A lot of great food. John Elway is going to be there. A lot of our big names are also going to be in attendance. So I believe you can still get tickets on denverbroncos.com/taste. I know we've done a lot with Bradley Roby in the kitchen. We had a cooking demonstration this week. So a lot's been going on with Taste of the Broncos, but we hope to see everybody out there.
Yeah, what's not to like? The Broncos and food. Right. It should be certainly a great event. And like Matt said, tickets are still available.
Tickets are still available for fans interested in attending. We have a little bit of something for everyone. So we have VIP tickets, which feature a private reception in the Broncos locker room with John Elway. We have general admission as well as early admission tickets still available.
There's so many great restaurants in Denver that are going to be participating this year. So make sure to buy tickets and get out for the event on Monday. At I think it starts at 6 o'clock. Is that right?
5:30 for VIP.
That's right, 5:30 for VIP.
We are getting closer to kickoff now, so time to wrap things up. Matt, your final thought.
Well, who am I to argue against DeMarcus Ware, right? The game is going to be won in the trenches. I think that's going to be the case. The Broncos offensive line and defensive line, they need to make sure they wear down the Cowboys, because a lot of these young players on the Cowboys roster have never played at altitude, have never played at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, so this will be a test for them. The Broncos need to come ready and really get ready for a grinded-out game.
I'm going to go on the other side. Big game for Trevor Siemian. Maybe a couple of deep shots to DT or Emmanuel Sanders. The Cowboys' top defensive back, Orlando Scantrick, is going to be out, so maybe an opportunity to look downfield. The big plays could be had. Well, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back post-game live inside the locker room and at the podium. But until then, thank you for joining us. This has been the Broncos TV pregame show brought to you by Microsoft.